This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if he doesn't know the facts, he'll make them up.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in the walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got the sunshine on my Sunday best.
Feelings. Blessed, yep. So when I get on the airplane now and the flight attendants ask me how I am, I always say I'm grateful because it gets such a good response. I started doing that a couple of weeks ago. I just, you know, said as I was feeling very, very up and positive and, you know, fortunate to be able to do what I'm doing. And so I just said I'm grateful. So now I say that because it gets the same reaction. Huh? Oh, what a great response. Yeah. Huh? So, yeah, let's all be grateful for the blessings that we have. This is a good day. I'm grateful because I have Jay. She's a blessing. James Collins is a blessing most of the time. So it's awesome to be here in this sort of customized world, being able to talk about what's going on in the world with some degree of relevance and experience. And there's probably nothing else to be talked about more this week. I'm interested to see on Friday what the number one story of the week is. It's got to be pretty doggone close to the eclipse.
Yeah.
When you think about all the attention that has been this total solar eclipse exercise that cut across our country. There was an unexpected, I think that would be the word I'd use. I've asked you to come up with a word at our social media sites at Good Day Networks. The word that I would use in part, I've got a couple of them, but unexpected is a word that we can apply. And it led to, among other things, good business for the radio world because the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration bought a lot of advertising urging drivers to take care during the eclipse. There were lots of extra drivers. I think somebody said that the in terms of the millions of people who were out watching it, many people were on the road driving and looking. They're driving. This is how dumb some people are. They're driving along. Hey, Millie, look out there. And they're driving 60 miles an hour down there. Oh, look at the, oh, yeah, no, you pull off to the side of the road. But that was just one of the many things.
Which you wouldn't be able to see the road.
You couldn't be able to drive.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
And if you did suffer some kind of damage to your eye by looking at the sun directly instead of the glasses, you may not even know for a couple of days.
Yeah, right. That's right. It burns the retina. And you wouldn't, that's nothing. You don't want to play with that. So there were lots of celebrations, though. That was people traveling. Yep. There were some folks. We were talking about this, too. The airplanes couldn't keep up with it. You were saying when we got the description from James as to what it was like in Dallas where he was, and then you are north of James about 1,200 miles in Cleveland, and yet it only took 15, 20 minutes for the path to get to you after it was done in Dallas and Texas.
Yes,
and it,
Dallas, you know, had totality. I believe it started around 140, 142 or something like that,
140,
James? 140,
yes.
And then 140. Yeah. And then in Cleveland, totality started, and that was Central Time.
Yes.
And then totality started about 3:14 Eastern time.
4 minutes and 28 seconds as it went along. It actually entered Texas around 1:31 Central Time, and then it got up to you, what'd you say, 141? Is that where 145 there, James?
141 to 145 around that area, yeah.
So once it came into Texas, it took 11, 12 minutes for it to get up to where you are, and then only, as Jay was saying, like less than a half an hour to get to where she was. And the fans that took the day off from work, the people who just got all charged up about this, it is a phenomenon, and it does kind of give you something to think about. 2,500 miles across our country. Actually, from Mexico to Canada, it was about 2,640 miles. The experience, the sensory experience of what you see, but there was, you could hear it kind of, you know, if everything was silent, there was something about the movement that created noise. I'm not sure what the, what helped to create the noise, but the whole thing is the experience. Very cool. Great thing to talk about. The one thing that I hope that didn't happen was that the watching the eclipse damaged your eyes. If, in fact, let's dig around in this for a minute, because this is something, this is post-eclipse, and if you were silly enough to look at the event and you didn't have the proper eye tool, if you will, there are a number of telltale signs that you will get if you looked at the solar eclipse and didn't have the proper glasses on. You'll probably have some kind of eye damage, or you're certainly, you will, you've enabled yourself. Mm-hmm. Looking at the sun without any glasses is damaging, can be very serious when it comes to the retina, your vision in general. There were all kinds of announcements also in the last week or so from the American Academy of Ophthalmology and NASA as well, looking at the sky and at the eclipse. Was something that so many people did, and the damage that was done to your vision if you didn't protect your eyes is something that you may not be able to recover from. So hopefully, hopefully, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what the signs are, your eye, you'll be uncomfortable. If you use drops in your eyes, sometimes that can, if there's just a little bit of damage, sometimes that helps, but the retina is the retina doesn't have any pain nerves. You'll be able to tell because you can't see right, but it won't hurt.
Yeah.
You may want to look for blurred vision. Maybe you've got a headache. You may have sensitivity to light.
Maybe like a blind spot in the middle of your vision.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, it's just one of those things. You've got to be careful about it. Here's a crazy story about this woman who shot, was shooting drivers in Florida. God told her because of the eclipse, so she said. Right? She was God directed to shoot. She saw, this was on Interstate 10, which starts in St. Augustine, goes across the top of Florida and all across the country, ends actually about two blocks from my house in Santa Monica, the end of Interstate 10. They weren't as crazy at the end as they were at the beginning, or at least this woman. Her name was Talon Celestine. She was from Georgia. She was 115 miles from the Alabama border in the Florida Panhandle, heading west. She fired into a passing car several times. Grazed the driver in the arm. She fired at the second car, hitting the driver in the neck. Troopers stopped her. She had an AR-15. She had an automatic rifle and a 9mm handgun. So she got arrested and was booked into the county jail. But again, was this put woman's out of her mind? What's she doing with a gun? How'd she get the gun?
Well, and she told hotel staff on her way out what she was doing, and so they called authorities. And the question is, was this premeditated? Did she know she was going to do this ahead of time, or did something happen and she did this? It just was kind of spontaneous. That will be interesting to find out. Definitely a mental health crisis, but also wondering if there are some drugs involved too.
Yeah.
And again, was this premeditated or not?
Yeah. Crazy people. And this kind of stuff is like Luna. You hear, you know, the word lunatic. It comes from the Spanish word for Luna, for the moon is Luna, La Luna. And so it does do things, at least it seems to have an impact on people, right? The moon, it does. The gravity of the moon, the place the moon has in our world. It does seem to bring out, you know, howling at the moon like the wolves do. Ow! You know, the end of all the Dick Wolf shows on TV, all the Law and Order shows, and the FBI shows. It's created Chicago shows by Wolf Films, and there's the picture of the wolf and at the end of it. So crazy stuff. So now people are wondering when the next total eclipse will be, right? If you missed out this because you weren't in the path of it, the folks at NASA have come back with the next exciting opportunity because the eclipse is unique. It is. It's exciting. It's the most spectacular natural phenomenon that you can see, with the naked eye. You can see a lot of things. You've got a good telescope, or you look at some of the pictures on the NASA website from the Webb telescope. But 31 million people were able to experience this thing, 120-mile path for the day. So the next solar eclipse to occur in our country will be August 23rd, 2044. And it's only going to be in three states, Montana and the Dakotas. That's it. NASA says it'll go up across British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, and then, let's see, after that, the next year, August 12, 2045, the eclipse will span coast to coast, covering California, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, Arkansas, Missouri, Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. So you get that. Now, people will then ask also, well, why doesn't it have the same path all the time? Why is it different? Doesn't the moon go around the Earth the same way? No. Follow the moon from when it is, when you see the new moon and you see the full moon.
Uh-huh.
It's in different places in the sky depending on where we are in the year. The time of year.
You don't see the moon, even though it's a full moon. It's not a new moon. You just don't see the moon because it's below the horizon. Or some days it's daytime and you look up in the sky and you see the moon.
Yeah, right. So anyway, but that's something I was, again, I got to find that headline again from the last experience. A lot of people in 2017 experienced it. And it was, animals were affected for sure by all of this stuff. So anyway, enough, but it's fun to talk about it. It really is. 18 after the hour.
Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air if you weren't so winded. But you're not here, because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you can save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get an online quote in as little as 3 minutes, all from the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work?
Yeah, that's right. We've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At TCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
After the hour now, social media time on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. I have the first interesting story here. Social media, the technology of social media. You can always reach us with the various questions, the poll questions, the things that we ask you. Respond on all our social media at Good Day Networks. Now, here's a group of lawmakers, and this is one in a million, right? Bipartisanship. There's new legislation that would set the first ever national standard for data privacy. This is certainly, as most of us here in America are concerned about the way social media platforms and other companies are using the information they glean from us, the cookies, you know, you have to sign and accept all that stuff. You want to use the site, which is like signing your life away. It's pretty damned outrageous, frankly, that they can get away with that. Maybe this bill will change that, how social media companies, online search engines, use your data so you can have more control. That's what the American Privacy Rights Act is all about. It sets standards for how the companies like Meta, TikTok, I'm so sick of reading about them and what they're all about. Anyway,
the same practices. They all use the same technology to gather data. Right. They all use it the exact same way.
They violate your privacy. That's what they do. And you allow them to do that. They're telling you that that's what they're going to do. When you accept that they're saying we use cookies, that means that they're going to be spying on you, in essence. So anyway, this bill comes from the chairman of the Senate Commerce Committee, Maria Cantwell of Washington, and the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, McMorris Rogers. He's from they're both Republicans. I mean, they're both from Washington. One's a Republican, the other's a Democrat. First significant step toward the regulating of data privacy. This is something that we all should be concerned about. We all deserve the right to control our data, and hopefully the House and the Senate will see this and they'll report it out. There's a study, Jay, from the Pew Research Center, found that 77% of Americans don't have any trust in the leaders of social media companies. I'm surprised it's that small.
I would say that none of them are trustworthy, and you shouldn't. There should be 100% people in this country that don't trust them. But the younger people are oblivious to all of this, really. And I say that without hesitation. This is an age thing, among many others. Education, but an age thing. Younger kids that are all over TikTok, they don't know. They don't give a damn about the Chinese government spying on them. They just, oh, this is fun. Let's do more of this. So anyway. All right, here's the story of a judge in Buffalo allowing the lawsuit against YouTube and Reddit going back to 2022, the top supermarket shooting in Buffalo. There's a lawsuit moving forward filed by survivors. It's kind of like the Alex Jones thing that was, it was the same kind of a trial. The survivors of the shooting, family member of a victim, claims that the two social media were instrumental in preparing the shooter to commit his crime, his attack. 10 people were killed, all of them black, in what was described as a racially motivated mass shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo. Shook, I remember how, wow, you know, the white supremacist involved in this thing. The shooter's plan to attack the supermarket, he said he's anti-Semitic, basically a radical racist, and all that stuff was cultivated, he said, on the internet.
Yeah.
So the dangerous, you know, choices that he made were because he was addicted to social media platforms.
Well, they blamed the fake algorithms.
Yeah,
the algorithms,
right,
helped radicalize the shooter.
Yeah. So let's see how that lawsuit shakes out. It'll be interesting to watch that. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Are you dipping into savings to pay the bills? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Many Americans did squirrel away that relief money Uncle Sam sent during the pandemic while we weren't spending on this and that as we quarantined. Still, hitting the piggy bank for day-to-day expenses is scary and fundamentally unsustainable. Notable exception? Your credit card balance. It's double-digit debt, and your bank is paying, what, 1% interest on your savings? Slay that plastic and pay cash for what you need by making smart trade-offs about what you want. Example, Yahoo Sports estimates it costs $253 for a family of four to go to a Major League Baseball game unless they go after an early dinner at home. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that it's one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive, and especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself, and guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering. Their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy to prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers on select package. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin stated during a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing that there's no evidence supporting the claim that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza.
Senator Cotton, we don't have any evidence of genocide being created.
So that's a no. Israel's not committing genocide in Gaza.
We don't have evidence of that, to my knowledge. Yeah.
The hearing was interrupted a number of times by protesters urging an end to U.S. support for Israel. The Arizona Supreme Court has upheld an abortion ban dating back to the Civil War. Governor Katie Hobbs criticized the previous 2022 ban as extreme, stating that enforcing the old law now would only add chaos for women and doctors. The Michigan school shooter's parents, James and Jennifer Crumley, received the maximum sentence for involuntary manslaughter. Tuesday, a judge handed each of them a 10 to 15 year prison term in the landmark case. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, my name is Grandson Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
Okay, so much for Tarzan. You Tarzan, no, wait a minute. You Jane, me Tarzan. How's that? Yeah, instead of J, like you can be Jane, right? Okay,
Back to the action here on the Good Day program, the official morning program of these United States of America from the, let's see, let's go to the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file. Did you know that on August 26th, 1920, Secretary of State Bainbridge Colby certified the 19th Amendment to the Constitution, which would be giving the women in our country the right to vote.
Which so However, many people still rue the day.
Yeah, I know. Women, uppity as they
women.
Are. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I can ask a lot of the guys who are becoming fathers this year. So this this was a big battle. And the reason that I pay attention to it, well, a number of reasons, that the one of the suffragettes was a lady who was the mother of my second father. Louise Parker Mayo lived here in Framingham, Massachusetts, in a house that eventually I lived in for 8 years of my life when I was married. But I grew up in that house because the mother, the people that were there were my second family. And so this is something that is close to me. But that's not really the story. The women's suffrage was changing and the states gradually, begrudgingly, gave women the right to vote. So if you look back across the history of this, it was about a 10 or 12 year process. The first state to give women the unrestricted right to vote was Montana in 1914. And then a lady who was a vocal suffragette, I guess suffragist, what would be the word?
Suffragist.
She ran for the House and won a seat in the House, which is a pretty interesting thing given the fact that it hadn't, her name was Jeanette Rankin. She was the first woman congressman before women had the right to vote nationally. I think this is kind of cool, actually. Pretty appropriate for a woman at that time. First woman ever elected to Congress, and it happened before most of the women in this country had the right to vote. Mm-hmm. So, but Montana has always been kind of a quietly progressive state. I've only been in Montana a couple of times. They call it Great Sky Country. Big Sky. It's Big Sky Country. Beautiful driving across that state. She went into the Senate in, 1917. There was a debate about whether it was appropriate for a woman. This is in the House of the U.S. House, House of Representatives. The men in there had a debate after she was elected for months as to whether it was appropriate to let her come, to let her be there. Imagine how long we've come, how far we've come in this last, 100 years. Huh. So now 28% of the members of Congress are women. But I mm-hmm. thought that was kind of an interesting revelation. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Let's see here. People cashing out of Donald Trump's stock. It's gone up and down and sideways. It's been kind of an interesting ride so far. There have been a number of sales. Some people cashing out, making 35% of their money, depending on when they sold it. Some people losing money, because that's the way the stock market works, you know. And so you shouldn't be there. It's interesting, though, how much attention that stock got for the right reason and the wrong reason. Just, you know, that's the way people are. Some of it's good, some of it's not. Speaking of up and down, Uber and Lyft. I used to use Uber. Not a lot, but I use Lyft a lot now because I think they're better than Uber and they seem to serve me better. I don't use them around here. I use them in Los Angeles pretty much when I'm going back and forth to the airport and things like that. So the concern in Minneapolis over a vote in the city council to require that Uber and Lyft pay drivers a higher rate while they're within the city limits
So Uber and Lyft both responded by saying, okay, you can require that, but we're just not going to serve Minneapolis anymore. We're done. The ordinance takes place the first of next month. So now the city is wondering whether it did the right thing or not. The state also could take some action and say that the city ordinance doesn't work, you know, you can't do that. So if you are out there and you're wondering whether you can use Uber and Lyft, I would make other plans on May 1st unless they pushed this through and the mayor vetoed it, and then the city council overrode the veto. So they want to pay the drivers $1.40 a mile, excuse me, 51 cents a minute, $5 a ride, whichever is greater, excluding tips. I don't know how their formula works, but it basically they want these drivers to be paid what the city's minimum wage is $15.57 an hour.
Which makes sense. I mean, it makes sense to get them paid, and it also makes sense for them to say, you know what, then we're just not going to do it. We're not going to offer it here. But, okay, so take a taxi again. Like, let's just go back to the old days.
Back to the taxis. Yep. That's pretty much what the bottom line is here. And this is, by the way, pretty typical of most cities. The Uber drivers that I use say that I am the typical rider in Los Angeles. That is, that almost 40% of their rides are from various locations in Los Angeles County to the airport, which I find very interesting. And that's about the same thing. It's not quite that percentage, but there are millions of people every year that use Uber and Lyft to get to the airport. And so this would be, you know, okay, it's good for the taxis. And maybe that's the way to look at it. Maybe that's the way this thing shakes out. You know, Uber and Lyft have been around, what, 10 years or so? How long have they been around? I'm trying to remember when I first used.
I know. Well, they were very prominent. I mean, you were probably using them in L.A. before everybody else had it. I know I was using it in L.A. before, and I remember coming back home to Cleveland once upon a time, and I was like, wait, I can't get an Uber here. That's right. It's only here. So it was only in, like, a really big cities before it became more readily available.
Right. The city of Austin, Texas, threw them out in 2016, or they just quit because of the finger... print-based background checks, the drivers. Now, see, I don't see anything wrong with that. I think you need to know who these drivers are. And since that time, it's been pretty much been more stringent, right, as to how...
you're getting into a stranger's personal vehicle.
You know all that stuff. Right, yeah. Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see where that goes. All right, the folks at NASA are preparing to launch a gas station. Huh? Scientists working for NASA are putting together plans to put a fuel station into space to provide a refueling opportunity for ships that need to be refueled on missions to the moon. Now, this is a company in San Antonio, Texas, working with NASA, building and testing a small demonstration spacecraft at the moment. It's a $25 million space mobility and logistics project funded by Space Force and NASA. The idea behind this is to preserve our space superiority. So the prime contractor is building a spacecraft called the Astroscale Prototype Servicer for Refueling. Yeah, okay. I love these names, don't you? And it doesn't have gasoline. It has a propellant that's used, obviously, for spacecraft. And if this spacecraft happens to be, you know, out there charging around and running low on fuel, pulls up to the station, right? The guy puts on his uniform, gets out, and fills up the... I'm not sure that's how it works. I'm just being facetious.
And then cleans the windows.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Can I change your oil, buddy? Anyway, so actually... what they're doing with this stuff is to get using some sort of reusing some of the stuff that's already out there in orbit, some of the spacecraft that's out there, and it'll be, I think it's a good idea, actually. Somebody's pretty great. Why didn't somebody think about this before, I guess is the question. So they're going to take them, they figure about 16 months to make this thing, and it'll be launched, and That thing only weighs 437 pounds, which I find very interesting. The unit.
I would not expect that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either. Nope. Kind of interesting. Okay. The couple of things that are kind of interesting, and that they don't end well. As a result of the eclipse, some guy, actually this was a doctor, who was on his way to see the solar eclipse. He was in, somebody was driving the vehicle in front, he was in one of those Airstream,
the pediatrician, RV. Yes, she was in her family's Airstream, yeah. And the door came open, so she was trying to get it shut when she was thrown from the Airstream.
Yeah, yeah. Her husband was driving the pickup truck that was carrying the Airstream, and they were on their way to see the solar eclipse. And here's another story about an elderly American killed. This is a tourist in Zambia who was killed in an elephant attack. This is this was an aggressive bull elephant. Actually attacked the vehicle. It was on a game drive, safari. And so this is, I don't know, I haven't seen something like this happen for quite a long time. The bull elephant charging the vehicle. There were six people in it. They were just on a normal game drive. They do these things every day, a safari. Woman, 80 years old, was injured, and then she later died. Four other people were hurt in this thing. So it is dangerous when you go out on these things. You never know what you're going to encounter. The woman who died,
this was her last big thing that she wanted to do before she died.
In her life. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Well, she did it, and then she died. I guess that she, maybe that's not the warmest way of looking at it, but I mean, think about the bull elephant lifted up this safari truck and just threw it around in its trunk. Picked it up and dropped it. Whoosh. All right, be careful. 48 past the hour here on Good Day.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Super shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour now, this is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jacques, not Jacques Cousteau, Jacques Stockwell, is here, Nooka chiropractor, well-informed when it comes to what's in your gut. He's a GAPS practitioner. Happy to have him on Good Day Health, providing a wealth of information, medical information. We have these podcasts every week. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you find them. Jack and Dr. Ken Kronhaus are both there to help us with timely, helpful advice. Sometimes they agree, sometimes they disagree. And when it comes to salt, Jack and Ken are not on the same page. They're on the same page with sugar, but not with salt. So you want to talk about salt for a minute?
Well, yes. Some of the most important minerals that is difficult for us to get in our normal dietary selections comes from salt. Now, you brought up the topic of Himalayan salt. You didn't want to talk about that. Himalayan salt contains as many as 84 minerals, many of which are absolutely
I gargle with
life.
That stuff. I
yeah,
gargle.
No, I'll throw out table salt. If he's only referring
that's
to table
he's
salt.
No, he's talking about
I
table
couldn't,
salt.
I agree with that because that's just sodium chloride and it's a mixture of salt that Mother
sugar,
Nature never made.
Sugar. The sugar is the same kind of stuff. It's just, it's all processed.
You know,
not
right.
Natural.
An interesting thing about sugar is you can chew sugar cane. And that's okay because it's loaded with vitamins and minerals. Mm-hmm. But when you take that sugar cane and you process it and concentrate it into that white powder, you might as well be taking cocoa leaves in South America and turning it into cocaine. It's just something Mother Nature did not make. And Mother Nature did not make that rain or that salt that when it pours it, or when it rains, it pours with a little girl with an umbrella. That stuff is dangerous. I would not recommend that at all. But when it comes to the colored salts, the gray colored salt,
pink
the
salt.
Sea salts, or pink salt
too, right? Yeah.
Well, or pink salt, because when you see that, you know you've got the old riverbeds, ocean beds, loaded with minerals that the body absolutely needs.
Yep. Good stuff.
I just had to say that.
All right. We got that. We straightened out that circumstance. The bird flu outbreak and the threat that it may or may not pose to the food supply. I wonder what you know about the bird flu called H5N1. Affects a lot of poultry, now affecting some cattle. And some people are trying to scare you into thinking that yes. the milk that you drink will be affected
again.
By this. Yeah, right, exactly.
Yes, here we go again.
Take off.
Here we go again. Well,
take off
come on. Come on, it's just, you know, one series of hobgoblins after another bouncing down the street in front of you to keep you distracted from Mother Nature's menu. Mother Nature's menu offers a tremendous variety of foods as long as it comes from something Mother Nature made, not the least of which is animal flesh and animal fat, vegetables, fruits, nuts, legumes, a tremendous variety of foods that Mother Nature has. But when the food industry gets in there and wants to move you away from certain kinds of foods so that you can start, you know, partaking more of something else like chicken or something else, you know, that beef is really bad because now bird flu, H5N1, is going to jump from the cow to you either through milk or through meat or something else. I mean, there are people who are going to believe that nonsense. But after the last 4 years, who would believe anything the FDA, the CDC, or the NIH had to say? Or even the USDA?
Lots of people. There's a sucker born every moment. That was P.T. Barnum's thing, favorite expression. There's a sucker born every moment. So people believe this stuff because these people have been, you know, even after all the stuff that we learned about Dr. Fauci and what happened during the COVID thing, people still pay attention to the guidance. I always love that, of the CDC, the FDA.
Yeah, and one of the latest reports.
Corrupt.
One of the latest published papers that has Fauci's name on it, the paper said, yeah, the shot did not prevent transmission, and it did not prevent you or protect you from getting COVID.
Kept you from getting a harder case of it, perhaps.
Well, he did, that's not what the paper said.
No, I understand.
The paper just said, you know, well, I guess we were wrong.
Mm. Oh, well, there's that, and then there's this woman who got a tick bite, has Lyme disease and four other diseases ticking away, you know, the TikTok thing, the tick infections. This is spring, and we didn't have a real hard winter most of the country, and ticks didn't get killed. So a lot of ticks around. Be careful.
Well, you got to be careful going into the woods for sure. But how many people got tick bites that do not get Lyme disease? Again,
it
comes down to
it.
The strength of your immune system.
Yep. That's it, bottom line. All right, there's Jack Stockwell, Dr. Jack, here from Salt Lake City from his clinic there. Check him out at gooddayhealthshow.com, 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.